When we come back, we will talk to her about the shackles and the trains and other questions. If you have a question for Pam, go to the edgeam.com website, and you can click on Fast Blast, and that'll come right here to the studio, and we'll ask Pam those questions, and we'll be right back right after this. All right, everybody, and welcome back to the Edge Radio Broadcast. On the line we have with us Pam Schubert. Talk about the shackles and the trains. You have seen these. Where can we find these?
Well, you will find out that they are, and in fact, there are many websites now that are carrying documentation on the horrible reality of prisoner boxcars with shackles pre-positioned all over America for the hour of martial law and the beginning of the great arrests across America of all those on massive government military computer lists deemed resistors of the New World Order for whatever reason. And these boxcars are poised, even as in Nazi Germany 60 years ago, to haul innocent people to their death in the many FEMA and military detention concentration camps waiting to kill these innocent victims. Now, I first heard about prisoner boxcars with shackles from a wonderful Christian missionary who became an eyewitness, quite unplanned. She and her van, full of five Christians traveling across the country on a prayer journey, and it was just incredible what they found when they traveled up to Montana, northern Montana. They traveled all the way from South Carolina across America to research and to pray. And my friend Marie McCullough of South Carolina told me in her South Carolina home face-to-face in 1995, she says, "Well, Pam, we were traveling across America on a God-led, Holy Spirit-led fasting and prayer journey across America, which took us way up to northern Montana, Highway 2, through beautiful Glacier Park in that area." She said, "Well, the scenery is so beautiful that we decided to stop in Columbia Falls next to Glacier, Montana, and begin to take pictures. We did not want to get lost, however," she said, "in the woods, so we decided to follow these railroad tracks, all five of us. But these tracks led us to the strangest sight of rows of long black boxcars that looked very eerie and out of place. So we became suspicious, and when we found one that whose door was open, we got some of the men to slide it open further," and she said, "Once our eyes adjusted, we saw shackles welded inside the boxcar, and all of us witnessed this," she said. And then her friend Rose, standing next to her, said, "Oh, Maureen, look, do you see what is in the front of this boxcar?" And Maureen said, "I can't recognize what it is." And her friend Rose said, "Why, Marie, it looks like a modern all-metal guillotine." And all of them confirmed that that's exactly what it looked like, to their horror and amazement. So she said, "We got out of there in a hurry, got in my van, and went to our host family." And our host family in Columbia Falls said, "Why, you never should have gone into that region. They often have it guarded with high-powered weapons. It's amazing you weren't killed." Mm-hmm. So she's sitting in her home in South Carolina, a former missionary, a fine woman of God, telling me all of these things, and I'm just incredulous. Boxcars with shackles and potentially modern guillotines. So I went to some of my other sources where I was beginning to accumulate my life, and one of them confirmed, "Oh, yes," he said, "there really are the modern guillotines in America today being manufactured in Japan and coming in quietly without the public becoming aware of it for future martial law Holocaust agenda." Well, I was absolutely incredulous, so I went down to Florida to talk to my friend, former Indiana Satanic High Priestess Elaine, and Elaine said, "Oh, Pamela, when I worked for the CIA and the New World Order agenda, I was flown to Japan and shown the very factory where they manufactured these modern metal guillotines," she said, "and then I was taken to the loading docks of San Diego, where I watched as crates, huge crates, unmarked crates, these were unloaded and then dispersed across America." And I said, "Well, what are they for?" She said, "Well, they're going to be part of the horror of martial law and public executions to persuade people not to say no to the New World Order, but to cooperate with the military mm-hmm. and the government." She said they also have a very real occultic meaning as well. And then I thought, well, yes, there's Revelation 20, verse 4, "And I saw the souls of them beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the word of God," and it essentially describes the specific time frame of a cashless society, a satanic New World Order agenda, and a false religious system on the earth. And I said, well, yes, if all those people who are going to confess Christ are beheaded, you have to have the tools of beheading. Well, it turns out that these very guillotines in the boxcars and shackles up in northern Montana originated in a closed military base, Glasgow Air Force Base, and it's the same area, Glasgow, that the shackles were also welded into. You can find reports on the internet through Google.com search engine of a military man who gives an account of he and his platoon being used to secretly unload approximately 100,000 modern guillotines to be stored there in this closed military base there in Montana.
Well, Pam, in this modern age of WMDs, why would we need a guillotine?
Well, this is what I wondered, too, and I did further research. And then it all started to become apparent. I found out that state after state is quietly moving to approve and pass legislation on execution by beheading. And, in fact, a Congressman Doug Tepper of Georgia introduced the same legislation to authorize execution by beheading. He said, well, this way you can humanely harvest the body organs once the person is executed. He said if they are killed through lethal injection, the organs are ruined. If they are killed through electrocution, the organs are ruined. Ah, but if you behead them, then the organs can be harvested.
Well, that's interesting.